And now let's check in with Dr. Joseph Servin, a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic and KJZZ's own medical commentator. It's a new segment here on the show where we'll discuss some of the latest news from the medical world. Today, we start with the announcement of a new study out of the University of Arizona and the University of Florida. Researchers are investigating whether near-infrared light could help reduce the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. It's what those researchers call a novel but promising approach, and it's one of just many other attempts to fight the disease as it becomes more prevalent. So just how novel is this approach? Here's more from Dr. Servin.
This approach, I have to say, is very novel. At the end, we don't often hear of too many places where you use light therapy for any type of condition. We know that people do it in situations in dermatology, with certain skin issues, things of that sort. But when it comes to brain, not so common. I think the closest thing that I can think of is when people have the lamps that you use when it's the middle of winter. Winter and it's depressing and you're living in the Pacific Northwest or wherever, and that can be very helpful to help upbring your mood. But this is actually very sophisticated and an interesting approach to applying it to Alzheimer's, of all things, which gives you the state of the land of how all approaches are now on the table.
Right, right. So that's what I wanted to ask you more about. So this is one study among many others looking at some sort of cure, some kinds of treatment, some sorts of prevention for Alzheimer's, like you say. So give us the lay of the land in terms of what's out there. Like, how broad is the spectrum of research on this right now?
Right now, the spectrum is huge. I'd say we're throwing the entire kitchen sink at the condition. Primarily because there's millions of people that are coming down with it or projected to have it. We're at a ridiculously high level of cases throughout, and everyone wants some type of treatment. If you think about it, Alzheimer's is approached in two ways in terms of what's the lay of the land for the research. We know that some brain cells, neurons in certain parts of the brain are breaking down. We know it's associated with aging. And it also seems to be associated with poor health habits, high blood pressure, obesity, even diabetes. So the question is, what can you do to prevent those specific parts of the brain breaking down and prevent this from occurring? We know also that what's causing that breakdown seems to be some type of inflammation, some low-level inflammation of the brain. Is it an abnormal response, like a too much of a reaction of the immune system? Or is there something else going on genetically or lifestyle that you can alter it? So the treatment approaches vary on how do we stop inflammation, so vaccines, anti-inflammatory. What do we do to prevent it, so diet, and unusual things such as maybe let's look at blood pressure management because that's considered high blood pressure is a big risk factor. Let's look at diabetes and insulin management. In some women, they've even actually looked at estrogen as a possibility of improving it. And then targeting the proteins, these funny proteins that occur as this immune system goes awry. And so that can come up in a lot of different treatments that are basically drugs that target that immune system. So we may find ourselves with Alzheimer's treated more like chemo, a combination of medications that attacks the immune system or using your own immune system to try to get it better.
So this is not going to be a one-size-fits-all, it doesn't look like.
I wish that we could say it's going to be one approach. The reality is what as we learn more about Alzheimer's, we keep finding out that there's subtypes, there's some that are just genetic, some that are actually even a question of infection, some is lifestyle. So it's going to have these different modifications depending on who you are and what your genetic profile is.
But it does sound like in the midst of that, we aren't just like shooting in the dark with research. Like it does sound like we are narrowing down what works, what doesn't work, what the actual problems are that caused this.
Yeah, I think that at the end of the day, I can give a very hopeful note that the reality is that we're learning so much about the different ways that the brain works with regards to this condition. And what's really positive is that it may be applicable to other conditions too, like Parkinson's or ALS. So what we learn here is not going to be just in the world of Alzheimer's. It could actually be applicable to a lot of other conditions that people are so concerned about.
When we talk about a cure, is that something that is possible when you talk about Alzheimer's? I mean, you talk about a cure for cancer. Is that possible there? Like, is it too big?
Yeah, I think I would look at a cure will not be the one-size-all approach. The reality is it's going to be very nuanced. Will be some types of Alzheimer's or dementias that we know we can do something about if we know the exact cause. Then there'll be these other groups that we won't know exactly, and that's going to take us a while. But prevention is huge, and we are learning things. Again, like one of the biggest findings even over the past year is how great blood pressure control can be a big deal in either stopping or preventing Alzheimer's from occurring in some people. So we are learning things, and it isn't just a shot in the dark. But studies like this one that you know are coming out are fascinating because in essence, it's looking at how do we better improve our immune system with a whole different approach because we're going to have to be very clever and different in terms of how we approach this in order to get to that answer.
Are there things on the landscape in the future that you think are really promising that you're looking forward to in this realm?
Well, I think one of the areas is about harnessing one's own immune system. Mm-hmm. We know that something is going on in that direction. And so they're one of the biggest areas that has gotten a lot of attention, not yet successfully though, but I'm still hopeful, are vaccines. Mm-hmm. Vaccines that actually target the bad part of the immune system so that it recognizes when something's going awry and may change things. When it comes to the lab studies and animal studies, it always looks promising. The question is, can we bridge it to a human brain? Mm-hmm. And that's the big issue. But having said that, there's still hope here. There's tons of hope because of the fact that there are still a lot of items of what we're learning in terms, again, on the prevention side.
Yeah. All right. That is Dr. Joseph Servin, a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic and KJZZ's medical commentator. Dr. Servin, thank you for coming in.
Such a pleasure, Lauren.